Sure.
Original 10 years later, those same three fellas. Oh man. And that song was actually written in 1981. I wrote that with the infamous Dick Donkey, who's now available as Voices of Fish.
I was 9 years old.
He was 9 years old. God.
I heard it.
If you search Voices of Fish on MySpace, I think you'll find the music of the man formerly known as Dick Donkey. And it's good. It's donkey-esque.
Donkey-esque.
That's
many barnyard noises.
Many barnyard noises. And the next one is a real, I wrote Facade. When you guys went away to Pie Town and I was playing at that Java Joe's and running the open mic and dealing with people like James Starchild.
Jimmy Starchild.
Who did I write Facade about anybody in particular?
Could have been anyone.
Yeah, it really could have been Santa Fe.
Yes, it was written about just the average Santa Fe denizen circa 1980s or
1997.
You'll get it.
But shadows are quick.
jaded board.
Sake Pit Crew on the bass clarinet this evening. Our imaginary bass player, Sigmund Freud. And I'm Starch Carcass.
Me feel manly. That's one that you wrote.
They were released in a few days.
You wrote that song.
That's pretty.
Yeah. That's
pretty. Yeah.
In the '90s.
We all were in the '90s back then. It's just like being in a time machine.
The only thing you ever hear about that song is the whole other set of alternative choruses.
Ooh. Well, you'll have to enlighten us someday on the alternative choruses.
All the rest of the choruses that go along with that song.
Oh, Waiting for War?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
You know the one where he says, I see a smile, I see a thumb, he hops in, we're on the run.
Oh, right! I remember.
Did my work nowadays, done, doom to doom. Since you want to play and roll J, hey, what the hey, we're on our way, another road, another day, doom to doom, doom doom doom.
Right.
Yeah. Saw the law, it's hot on our tail, said hot stash, needs some cash, and this time we're going to jail, doom to doom, doom to doom, doom to doom, doom. Law pulled us over and said, you're in no condition to drive, you got a tail light out, your bald tire, and all that. I've got lonely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no one gets to hear that.
Well, now they do.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Original band, we played that song, Kiwi Lane.
That's a Kiwi Lane song.
That in the middle of that song. That goes great. They're going through, and on their way into Colorado, they pull over and have their tail light out. They're really somebody there after them. and then they go off and do their little psychedelic trip and down to Mexico.
Oh, that's beautiful. There's another unfinished song, Mexico.
You don't remember? You're not familiar with the Mountie song, are you?
No, I'm not.
There's one of the sessions that me and Josh did with the one of the same sessions that Electric Kong came out of. Was the concept of this rock opera for short or anything else? Was really only consisting of three songs as we had it, but they were epic, mind-bending journey songs of the Mountie, and it was started off with this little groove beat thing that sort of you can rap through the whole thing, and it's these two guys go up to Canada, decide to score some hash, and start getting chased by a Mountie, and it's a story of their misadventure. So they go through Canada, and then get to the Rocky Mountains, and go down through Colorado. Where the song would change to the song Out There. Well, actually, it started as Waiting for a War, I guess, and then go into the middle verse, and then go into Out There from the Pytown album. Josh's little Casio cheeseboard extravaganza. Yeah, I think it's on Jive Mom on the Reckless 7, actually.
Uh-huh.
Where that one ended up.
All these collectibles.
And then they head down to the border to Mexico, and we do Mexico, a long drawn out version of that. But it's this whole story about these two guys, like I said, they go to Canada and they score some hash and get chased by the Mounties and rob a convenience store and somehow end up with a hand in the trunk of the car and get to Colorado and get pulled over. And the whole time the Canadian, the RCMPs are after them.
You gotta look them out. They always stick their head.
And it's this great little beat that runs through the whole thing, and it's just it's epic.
So you guys keep listening, because this is gonna happen just like the Limbo contest at the end of the universe.
It's an epic story worthy of being chronicled in an anthem by Rush.
Oh man! Except I sing less annoyingly than he does.
Well,
the most years.
You know what? We would have to kick you in the balls very hard to get you to sing that.
I refuse. And on that, we're going to probably be, before my testicles are further threatened.
Wow, I don't understand why no one downloaded that one after the review had gone.
This next one coming up is a Dr. Panasoff pick version of our big hit single, Anhedonia Prospect.
Anhedonia Prospect, which is rock opera.
Definitely something we jointly conceived.
You'd be highly offended if you enjoyed it.
Yeah, so just appreciate it, but don't enjoy it.
What would it be? To enjoy it would be pretty hedonistic.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
As long as it's anti-hedonistic. So don't enjoy it.
Yeah, and there'll be more, but later.
Later. Thank you.
Okay.